Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The first full week of April is going to produce some pretty nice weather in the region. National Weather Service Paducah meteorologist Kate Hickford says it's looking warm and mostly dry.
Some well above normal temperatures heading into the weekend and beyond. Some weak to moderate, 15 to 30% daily chances for rain starting Thursday. But honestly, things are trending drier.
The one exception to the warmer week will be Tuesday and Wednesday night. In fact, Hickford says there is a potential for frost tonight into tomorrow morning. She says the area could use some rain, but there's no measurable rain in the forecast for this week. She says even when there isn't the potential for some showers, it seems to fade away.
The trend that we've been seeing over the last month and a half or so, is that models are coming in pretty hot with precipitation and then are backing off significantly by the time we get closer to the event. And so a lot of our precipitation forecasts are ending up overdone.
Another system looks to develop over the central and southern Great Plains early next week. This could bring a more appreciable chance of soaking rain, but confidence is low. Springtime increases the urge to get outside. And for many people, that starts with a simple walk. Paige Lindstedt, a physician assistant with OSF Healthcare, says for years, the targeted goal was 10,000 steps, which originated in the 1960s from a marketing campaign to promote the Tokyo Olympics. But she says fewer steps are good enough.
So 10,000 was the gold standard. It's an easy number for people to want to say they're going to get to. But 7,000 is sufficient for most adults. It's a good goal to help minimize health risks and improve your health.
According to a study published in the journal Circulation, older adults who walk 3 to 4 miles a day, 6,000 to 9,000 steps, are 40 to 50% less likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke than those who walk a mile or 2,000 steps a day. Lindstedt says before starting any type of walking program, make sure to consult with your medical provider first. The Illinois Department of Transportation is teaming up with the Illinois State Police and local law enforcement throughout April to deliver a simple message: put the phone down and focus on the road. Extra officers will be out statewide this month watching for texting, scrolling, video streaming, and other forms of distracted driving.